listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
I think my head's getting bigger.
Winning races will do that to you.
Break that glass, dog.
We can't do that. This is Patreon. I mean, public, off the gas and on the mic. You know what I mean?
Oh, we don't break the glass?
Not on this one.
Really?
This is off the gas and on the mic, but our patrons get to hear it first.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Here he comes, folks, for the win. Chase Holland from Success, Mississippi. Welcome to Off the Track with Chase Holland Racing. You're listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
You pick it up now?
I'm still confused because I thought we had a...
So this is going to our patrons first.
Okay.
And so, then we're airing it Thursday as a typical Off the Gas and On the Mic podcast.
I got you.
We don't have any guests this week.
Man, they're going to get tired of seeing me on here.
Oh, I know. They already are. A lot of them.
Man, that hurt. I thought you was going to say, nah, man, they enjoy you, Dad.
You want me to lie to you?
No, just shoot straight with me like I did.
No, they did enjoy that last one that you was on here and told about fun. All your jobs. A lot of people can relate. That's the biggest thing, just trying to find people you can relate to. I think that's the biggest thing that, like, I recognize about these dirt track racers. Brian Shirley, for example, like, always thought nothing against him, but I'm like, man.
Well, you don't know anybody till you hear their story.
Right.
Like it's easy to look at somebody or hear a little clip from them in Victory Lane and go, oh, yeah, I bet they got here by blah, 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 blah. And when you hear their story, you know, you know why they got emotional in Victory Lane. You know, it's.
You find out you can relate to them. They didn't just happen to get where they're at, you know. Yeah. So it makes it easier to like somebody and appreciate what they do.
Right on.
So but anyways, that's kind of why I think your podcast was decent.
I had people come up to me and was like, man, I thought I worked some jobs, my goodness. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I realized I worked a lot of jobs, and that's why I wanted to share it. I thought it was kind of interesting, but I always tell you, that's why I know a little bit about a lot.
Right, yeah.
If that makes sense, because I've done a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, well, we recognize. We see that every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's get right down into it. This is Dome Week.
Yes.
We're getting ready for the Dome. The car is not loaded up. This is Sunday night. And it's just like little thing after little thing after
little thing. Dude, I ain't sleeping good.
Me either.
Like, and I'm like anxious and excited. Like, it's the Dome, man. And then I sit and I think, we weren't even going to go.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me that we were not even going to go. And Cody sent a personal message to the page and said, if I send you an invite, will you accept and come race with us at the Dome? And, dude, I jumped on, boom, 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 boom. Do not reply
because
I didn't know if Adrian was going to think it was just a fan, you know, saying, are y'all coming to the Dome? Because Adrian's like on another level of speed.
She's and, like AI. Yeah. She's
she'd have done cold that out and threw it in the junk mail and been like, no, we're not coming to the Dome. Bam. And then there's no recovering from it. But I got in and headed everybody off and we talked about it. And, you know, it's a big deal to go there, but it's also a lot of work and it's a lot of money and there's a lot more that comes with it. But man, the reward in the end, when you look back at it, I think that the week of, you know, when you're headed home, no doubt you're still excited, however you run or whatever you sold or whatever, but man, it's when you look back at it, you go, man, we went and did that. You know, that's awesome. You know,
people just don't comprehend what the Dome is, and it's so hard. Like, anybody can tell you, but I can just – this is the main thing that I tell people. You don't believe it and comprehend what it is until you're in it and you're there.
Yep.
Like, I just remember the first time I went, and I didn't go racing. I went with Mr. Eddie and Miss Britta, And, man, as I was sitting in the stands, it wasn't that I was like, I could win the Dome. It was just like, man, I want to be a part of this. Like, I want to be one of those people on the racetrack because it is – it's an experience that's once in a lifetime.
And, Chase, the funny thing about that, I was one of those haters. I was at home, and you're telling me, we got to go do this. Next year we're going. And I'm like, dude, that was terrible. Like, I tried to watch it on TV, and it just wasn't the same. I didn't feel what he felt. So I was a hater.
I think
I was a hater.
I think a lot of it is, it's not their fault, but they were so tuned in to your front two or three race cars or whatever that you can't see B Shep that came all the way through a B main that starts dead last and he's coming through the field. Like there's aspects of it that I don't think the camera quite captures other than the wrecks. It seems like they always have the wrecks on camera, but they don't have the guy that comes from 20th to second until he's in the top five.
That almost wrecked 10 laps trying to get there that didn't, you know, and you miss all that. They don't capture it all on TV. And like Chase said, it's hard because there's so many cars, but
I don't fault them. I just, you got to be there.
When I went, I understood. Like the first time we were there, when they fired them engines up and it was time to go, I had goosebumps and I still get that way. Like the fans there, I don't know if it'll be the same this year because last year we were on what they call Stacker Row or Toter Row. We were right, you know, before you went into the actual dome and in the pit area. And, man, the people, we were like right amongst all the late model guys. And the people were, it was insane the amount of people, you know, stopping and taking pictures and talking. And, you know, we felt like celebrities.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be further deeper into the field this year because we're bringing a different trailer and all that kind of stuff. But still in all, man, it's an exciting, very exciting event. And I'm fired up about it. And like I said, I'm just blown away that we weren't going and was okay with that. Because now
I wasn't.
Yeah,
we had our disagreements on it, but I got to have all of y'all to go. You know what I mean? I got to have a team.
It took all of us, and both years we brought extra people to come help in the merch booth. And we don't have that this year, but Avery's another year older and a lot more mature. And you know, not that she wasn't mature before, but Avery will be in that merch booth. I think between Adrian and Mom and Avery and Adrian, they can handle whatever is there. And I hope there's a big demand, man, because I know you and Mikey and Rocky and myself, we've all worked really hard. We've got a lot of stuff together to go and sell. Got a lot of merch. Bulletproof Tees hooked us up, man. We got really cool looking stuff. Mikey hooked us up on the wrap. Ryan and Sean came over and put it on, and I'm sure by now y'all have seen all that. It's exciting, man. Like we went, they're doing this competition on the best car, and we went for it. You know, right. I mean, that's the way we are. Like, if there's a competition,
we're competitive,
and we're going there, why wouldn't we try to win it?
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no, I agree.
We going for it. So
let's talk about the wrap. Originally, we had the Alltech wrap complete, the late model you see behind us. That was our completed. What we're going to look like at Alltech, it was at where they were.
Golden Isles.
Golden Isles. They were going to Golden Isles first. And anyways, that was our wrap. Well, as soon as we realized we were going, we're like, what do we do for a wrap? And, you know, the years prior, we had like the Junkyard Dog.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. It was cool to step back and look at. And then last year, we went with like the most prim, proper, professional-looking car, and it looked
great. It was awesome.
Mikey did good.
And Jeremy did good printing that with Lookout Graphics.
It just
that
felt
bad to
it felt busy to me. And now I'm sure you say that about it now that it's got $100 bills hanging off of it.
But,
you know, the wraps themselves are really, you know, kind of mellow, in my opinion. It's a cleaner look to me, and I really liked it. And then the $100 bill has just topped it off. Now, it's fake money. If I had this right here in front of me, we'd be with the Supers this weekend.
Half of that, and let's make a bet right now. Winner take all. All right.
What's the bet here?
Let me think how to word this. Are they going to rewrite the rules at the Dome for your rap based off of us?
probably Friday night.
I guess that should be when. I guess that would be the bet.
There'll probably be a penalty if it's not a component of a race car that falls off of your car. You probably get a...
promise you, Thursday night, if somebody rubs you or if you get into the fence in any kind of way with that back spoiler, there's going to be a caution for...
It's going to be a debris caution, a money caution. Yeah. And that's kind of the thing is I'm trying to figure out, do I try to knock the deck out of it and qualify?
You know, I'm that guy. Racing? I'm that guy when the tech officials come around, I'm going to be like, hey, man, are y'all okay with this? Like before we go out, because if they do throw a caution because of us, I don't want to be surprised by it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because we can take it off. It's for show.
Yeah, it's a prop. It's whatever. Yeah. But we're there to compete. And this is a problem,
I don't know if you want to publicly say this, but you said if they called you out in the driver's meeting about it, you was gonna throw Bobby Pierce under the bus.
That red nose on Rudolph.
Bobby's got a red nose.
Yeah, that light distracts the drivers.
Yes.
I know it's on the front, but it's still distracting, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, it's all good times, man. And we might start something. Everybody next year may have stuff hanging off their cars or this. Like I said, they may rewrite the rules at the Dome, and it may already be there. We may be in a world of trouble for all this fake money we got anyway.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to Monster Jam. Like, they go there to tear stuff up, and people that don't know any better probably say that about the Dome. Yeah, they do. You look at like the monster trucks. You got the Mohawk Warrior that's got the Mohawk. You know, all these monster trucks, the zombie that's got the arms and stuff. Yeah. And I think that's something that separates all
Grave
of them.
Gravedigger has a red eyes on the on the headlights. Yeah, it's all props. You know?
Right, and it separates them and makes them cooler.
Exactly,
you know?
it's their signature.
Yep. And some would say, you know, we're money hungry, we're this, we're that. We are money hungry. I want however much it is to win.
We may represent we're fake money, that we look like we got a lot, but we ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
That might be the symbolism here.
We and the bank are really tight. We're good partners.
In terms of, credit, we have none.
Yeah. It's anyway, used.
It's all good. It's for a good time, and that's what I hope everybody understands. We just... we're just having fun. It was an idea we had and had never seen it before, and we went for it.
So. That's right. So along the lines of that, you know, when we decided we were going to this event, in the past we've had deck lid sponsors. We've had certain sponsors. You know, we've offered certain packages for people that haven't been a yearly sponsor and supported yearly that just want to be on the Dome car or the All-Tech car. So this year... we decided to offer, you know, you can be on the late model and the modified, and in turn, we will mention you in our podcast, our weekly podcast. So here it is. I want to start off with Mr. KK. He knows who he is, and I really appreciate everything that he's ever done for us over the years.
He's been here a long time.
How you say that? I don't want to mess that up.
Is that Mr. Duane?
Duane. Yeah, Mr. Duane, we really appreciate you. Mr. Marty, he knows who he is, man. We couldn't do what we do without him.
Another long-timer right there that's been really good to us, man.
Mr. Darren, and then we've got Griffin Solutions. We really appreciate Griffin coming on board for it. Clugs Transportation, really appreciate them. Andrew at Camper Kingdom.
Yeah, another long-timer. Yep.
Thank you. And then we've got... is that Cadillac Kennels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe I'm dyslexic or whatever, but it messed me up.
I'm going to blame Kennels. It on Mikey. It's Mikey's font.
Yeah, what Mikey did for him. But I wonder if they want to watch Honey for the weekend. Is that what that is? Is that a dog boarding deal?
Too late.
Twisted Tech, Kyler and his bunch. Yep. We really appreciate everything that they've done for us. And then we've got Show Car Motorsports Detail Center. Really, really cool company. Y'all should check them out. I think they're from the West Coast, all the way over from the West Coast. I believe it's West Coast. So, and then we've got AT21 Race Products. We run all of their spoilers, all of their bracing and components.
Really nice products, man.
Very
really
nice. If you're looking for something durable and sleek, check out AT21 Race Products. Turn 4 Fab. I didn't get to meet him, but he came to the store and you got to meet him.
Bradley, yeah. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, Bradley, Adrian wanted me to tell you she loves your barbecue sauce, and I do too, but she told me to remember to tell you that, not necessarily in this podcast, but there you go. Really good stuff. We appreciate it.
Miller's Welding, we appreciate you coming on board. We've got Bulletproof Tees, Mr. Scott, Swanye West, Paw Scott, Uncle Scott, you name it. For some money, he'll be whatever you want, whatever title you want him to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Sublimited, man. They've provided me with some awesome suits and designs over the years. And this one, I'd say this is my favorite
top
suit.
Top notch, for sure. It's there.
Past the white tuxedo. Yeah. The white tuxedo has always been my favorite, but I've never been able to win a race with it.
Yep.
So, and then Miss Ashley Loren for everything that she does, not only for the family business, but for our race team. And then Mr. Sean Pierce with Boone's Kitchen, Bath, and Patio. Sean came over with Ryan Fowler Friday and helped install the wraps, among other things that he does for our team. We greatly appreciate Sean. Boone, if you're listening, we really appreciate everything you do for our team. And then, obviously, Next Era Signs and Designs. Yeah. I don't want to leave out Drury Designs, but Next Era Signs and Designs, Ryan Fowler. If you're in the market for a race car wrap, a trailer wrap, any kind of wrap, he does banners, does back door mesh banners, all kinds of stuff. Brian does anything in kind of the what would you call that? The graphic side of thing.
Yeah.
So if you're in the market for that, we really appreciate Mr. Ryan Fowler. Check them out on Facebook. And then obviously Drury Designs. Mikey's been nailing our designs for well over a year now, and we've always got a clean, sleek design. So, and among all the other awesome sponsors on the side of the car, these are just people that...
These are just for this event that got on board to help us travel there, and we greatly appreciate that because, like I said before, this is a very expensive trip to make. There's hotel rooms, there's fuel, there's food, there's a whole lot of stuff to make this happen. And it just gets expensive, and we needed extra help, and y'all stepped up, and we greatly appreciate it. And that also goes for the next trip with the going to Alltech with the Crate Lake model. You know, we just rolled it over, put both sets of all the sponsors Chase named are on the late model deck and on the modified deck. And man, if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be able to make these trips. You know, it's great to have y'all backing us up. And we hope to go make y'all proud for sure.
No doubt.
That's the goal.
So let's talk about the format of the Gateway Dirt Nationals. I've been 3 years now. This will be my fourth year going, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fourth year for me going, third year for
racing.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Thursday night. We've always been Friday night, and what I can tell you about Thursday night the past 3 years, the track surface is totally different. Even the announcers talk about it on Thursday night, how slick, smooth, and perfect they can get the racing surface, but it doesn't provide the best racing. It creates one groove racing surfaces. RTJ even mentioned in his heat race last year, he won his heat race in the modified and was like, I kind of feel like it's latching up, like it's starting to take rubber in the bottom because this track's just – so slick and smooth that the top's just not really there. So, and that's been the past 3 years. And so people complain on Thursday night that it's too perfect. So they laid a water to it on Friday night. And then it's like, you know,
it
elbows
gets rough
up. It's the dome then.
It really can't take rubber because it's so rough that you're where the rubber would be laying, you're flying up off the ground. So it gets patchy and you know, it gets some character.
Right.
Is what I would call it. And to me, puts on a lot better racing. And you know what I love about dirt track racing, though, Chase, and I've been telling you this because I know you're studying and you're like, yeah, it's going to do this and it's going to do that. What I love about dirt track racing is it is unpredictable and it's liable to be vice versa. And we might be right in our wheelhouse. We might get way more than what we are asking for. We may have a lot of character Thursday night since we're Thursday night this year. So that's yet to be determined.
Yeah, and you know that's kind of the major thing, and not that we won't be able to produce good results, but I feel like our car and my driving style, like what we've been working on all season, kind of favors the top side of a racetrack. I need something to lean on, and I don't mean that like leaning on other race car drivers and stuff like that. I'm very reliant on a cushion for the most part, and reliant on speed more than anything. Like, I feel like I charge a corner kind of probably too hard for the bottom, obviously, but the top it works. So with the track being slow and slick around the bottom, that's going to be kind of a driver change for me.
We have seen that a couple times this year, and it has made us adjust towards that. And I feel like our package is kind of middle of the road. Like, we could go either way.
Right.
So in the previous years of any track we've showed up to, I think we've kind of been trying to look for this perfect setup, and we missed a lot more than we hit. And this year we've been more along the lines of what we have is pretty universal. It can fit it. If we go out, it can be slick or it can be holed up, hammered down, and we still got a good car. We got a pretty good shot at it. Now, no doubt, if we know what it's going to be, we can definitely fine-tune to it. But that thing about the dome that I remember, when they call y'all to warm your cars up and go line up, you're probably an hour away from hitting the racetrack. So we can go up and look at a track, and that's our last chance to touch the car, and we can adjust right then to what's happening on the track. But by the time you get out there, they're constantly working and prepping and doing, and it's kind of a gamble.
It is.
Unpredictable, and that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah, and I think that's where, like, you know, Tyler Wolf preached to us in Votto, and I think that kind of set the tone for our year. I mean, look at the success that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler was just on me nonstop, like, don't touch it. Just leave your car alone and adapt in the seat, like make things happen. And for the most part this year, like we have been getting better and better, like doing little fine-tune adjustments, but we're not – having a totally different setup for every racetrack that we go to. You know, we're bringing pretty much a baseline package, and we're staying in a window. So with that being said, like I feel comfortable that regardless of which way it goes, we're going to be decent.
Yep.
And then speaking along the terms of that, like, you know, I know a lot of people like the World 100 and Eldora and this and that, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form bashing that event or trying to say that I won't ever go to it, because I have plans to go to Eldora and do stuff like that. But I prefer racing like the Dome in the Midwest, in the Illinois, you know, Indiana areas, for the bull ring aspects of it. The racing's more elbows up. Like, I just feel like it suits us a lot more. And I think the Dome, like, people say, oh, it's a go-kart track and it's one groove and you're gonna tear a lot of stuff up. We've been 2 years in a row, and we may go and need a front or rear clip at the end of this event, but for the most part, you're not going fast enough for it to be catastrophic when you do get in a wreck.
Sheet metal flying and rollovers, and it looks bad. But I'm like Chase, at the end of the day, it's nothing compared to a super speedway. And I'll just add that this didn't accidentally happen. Cody and his whole crew, and I'm going to brag on him because I've been seeing little TikTok clips and all that, and some may look at that and go, man, he's a cocky dude. And I don't see it that way, because I feel like he's been quiet for a long time and he's been getting bashed and this is this and this is that, and people, keyboard warriors, as he calls them, just do. But he had a TikTok that I watched, or a video or something. Maybe Flo put it out.
No, it talking was his about TikTok.
He's actually changed the track up, because people said it needed to be wider, it needed to be longer, it needed to be this. And he has moved it around in the past, and he showed video clips, like still shots, of what that did to his racetrack. And it didn't create good racing. So he is dialed in and mastered down, and he's putting on the best show that's possibly can be put on, in my opinion. He has actually listened to what people said. He's tried things. If it didn't work or it did work, you know, he's not a prideful guy. He'll listen. He tried it. He tried to do what they said, and it didn't put on as good a racing, because it made them all. He said it in the interview that it made the top too far around when he widened it out, to where it couldn't run with the bottom.
Right.
So he shrunk it back down, and they're still running three wide, but they're more competitive in the lanes that they got. So it's not by accident. The guy actually knows his stuff. And he put it on the line and said he'd say it's some of the best racing, late model racing in the country. And I'd have to agree.
I'd stand behind him.
Yeah, I mean, man, I've watched it. I've had goosebumps on me watching these guys in the feature and in the modifieds. It is some good racing. We may be singing a different tune on the way home.
We might need
Saturday
clips
night.
And have hurt feelings reports.
But I'm a fan.
Yeah, no doubt.
We know that going there. So I'm joking about us whining on the way home. We're racers, so we may be whining if things don't go our way. But we know what we're going into. We know that could be a piece of junk when we get home, but we know that anytime we load it in the trailer. So it's racing, and that's what we do.
And I'm going to circle back around, though, and like you said, it's unpredictable. It's a dome. But the past 3 years, the track's been pretty predictable as far as, you know, like I said, Thursday night sits, Friday night sat. Saturday night is like, you know, you get a different surface Saturday night. But Thursday and Friday have been very predictable. So
I think it's going to be interesting because of what I just said about Cody.
Yeah,
he knows what you know. And if he heard them say and he watched that Thursday night is a little boring or follow the leader, he's going to make sure that don't happen.
And they said that. The dirt's got more moisture in it this year. So hopefully it holds more moisture. Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping for. I know the guys that are probably racing with us Thursday night are hoping for it to be ice slick because we've got guys that have resumes that when the track is – black ice, they've won just
they gone
hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, and I'm the opposite. I'm hammer down hero. You know what I mean? I hope that it's who can go through the holes the best. You know.
Well, I feel like we're ESPN announcers getting ready for the Super Bowl. You know, and that's pretty cool that there's an event that's got us that excited that we get to be a part of. So,
no doubt.
And did we talk about, you know, the late models? I think it's a registration thing, isn't it?
It is.
And you know, I don't know, so y'all don't shoot me here, but it seems to me there's a lot of big names there, no doubt, but then there's a lot of guys, not saying they're not big names, but I've never heard of them. There may be locals or whatever, and it kind of – there's some cars that can't make a lap around there, which could be us this weekend, and then there's others that are just on point. But I think that kind of adds to it. And then in the modified division, so the late models is kind of a registration deal.
Right.
Modifieds is invitation only. So if you get a shot in a modified, it's because you got an invitation to go. And that's usually, I mean, man, it puts, like our field for Thursday night, I don't think there was any of them that I said, who's that guy? Like they are all...
There was none of them that I was like, we got him. Exactly, you know what I mean? That's what's scary to me. Not really scary. Like, I'm not going into it beat because it's a dome. Like, it's not predictable.
I guess I'm kind of comparing, and I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but I'm kind of comparing the late model, how they do that versus how the modified is done. And, man, the modified, I'm telling you, there's the whole list. You're like, oh, yeah, oh, national champ. Oh, yeah, he's this, yeah. And it's from
one of the worst ones.
Yeah,
we're
the media guys. Yeah, yeah. We're YouTubers. I'll tell you. That's how we got an invitation because we're YouTubers. He just happens to be decent racer too.
Yeah.
But I feel like that.
It's tough to
maybe
say.
Maybe I'm biased, but
I
feel like the modified racing is a better show than the late models. Until it gets down to it. Now, that feature race, you want to be there. You want to see those late models. But, man.
The Saturday night A-Main is the most awesome thing you'll see. But leading up to it, those heat races,
that's
those B-Mains and stuff.
Yes.
I would agree with you. But I don't know how they solve that because look at Tyler Carpenter. And I'm not in any way taking shots at him. But that guy probably never would have got an invitation. I didn't know who he was.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until he proved who he was.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's like,
I guess that's part of what makes the dome unique.
Right.
Is that kind of stuff there. It turned him into a hero. Like the guy, he is definitely a celebrity at the dome.
Yeah.
And it's helped him in his career all the way around from what I can understand. But I will say this, we met him that first year, man, super polite, took the time to take a picture with us, and Charles was with us that year.
Yeah.
a really good, really seemed like a really good dude. He did. Yeah. Love him or hate him. I think he's a...
I respect him for sure. And like I said, I look at that and I'm like, man, he'd have never got a shot if it hadn't have been for it being a registration event.
And again, here I am sitting here and I'm not trying to tell Cody and them they're doing something wrong. I just, it seems like the late models, man.
Leading up, it is. It is rough. It's
brutal to see the elimination. But once they get down to it, it is a show for the record. Like, it's what's up.
Yep. So. I'm going to air this out. I'm not an RTJ fan at all.
Come on.
But that guy right there has put on more shows at the Dome than anybody, in my opinion.
I agree.
Last year, for example, he came through the field, didn't really agree with what he did on his prelim night, but when it came to that Saturday night race, like, he had the fans.
Are we talking
on their
mod
feet.
Or late
the
model?
Late model.
Because he does
model.
It in both.
Right, but, right.
So you're talking late model.
The late model, he had all of us up on our feet wondering if he was going to get Bishop, you know, with that half slider that he threw. There's just...
Make you wonder if it was anybody other than Bishop, would it have been thrown differently? Or if it was somebody that he had beef with through the season?
Oh, I can promise you.
Like if it was, what's his name in the 44? Chris
Madden.
Chris, would he throw that slider halfway like he did Bishop, or would he go ahead and stuff him in the fence this year?
He wouldn't have, Madden wouldn't have finished.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, you know, and I feel like it's a lot of give and take, but it is a place that you show up and it's like, you don't have any friends. When you roll out at the Dome, it's so important that you don't hold up for anybody, regardless of who they are. But you also can't run over them, because if you do, you're going to get ran over.
Right.
So, it's like I said, it's a unique event, and I feel like the people that are listening to this are probably going to be there anyways, but if you are listening and you've never been, like, you're missing out.
Yeah.
100%. And then that's the other side of it, is like, we don't go anywhere else in the entire year that we see the amount of fans that we see. We see our great fans. I appreciate every fan that we see at any point throughout the year. But the Dome is a place where I get to basically reunite with all of them, you know, because you see a guy that you saw in August or January, you know, over here or over there, they're all under one roof. And it's just such it's a neat thing.
It is.
So.
It is.
I don't really have a whole lot more to discuss about it. I feel like we kind of covered all aspects of it. I'm excited. I'm like you. It's kept me up at night. It was hard not to go and race Volusia, and it's just mainly because I needed something to do. I need something to keep my mind off of it.
I get that,
too. Because, man, it's just like I'm not trying to rush the Dome away, but I'm sitting here like I'm ready for Thursday night's A-Main. Like, I'm ready to figure out how it shakes out, you know, whether we have a groundbreaking deal or we get sent back to the trailer, you know.
Yep.
However it shakes out, like I'm ready to get it over with. So.
Yep.
I'm excited, and I hope they're all ready.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting,
including us. I hope we're ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Yeah,
we're ready. We've been ready. That's why I wanted to go and race so bad, because it's just I'm anxious.
Yeah.
So
as of right now, it is actually Sunday evening, December 1st, and I think you said this is gonna air to Patreon, and then it's gonna go out publicly next Thursday. So we'll be actually ready to hit the track. Like, my old heart will be pounding out of my chest right now when these folks are watching this.
I guarantee you I'll be awake when it airs. It'll be 4 a.m. Thursday morning when you guys gain access to it.
Okay, so it'll come out Thursday morning. So I'm going to tell y'all this right now. We are racing Thursday night, and we'll be racing again, hopefully, Saturday night in the big show.
We will
show.
Be. We'll be Saturday
so,
night.
So you can watch on Flow Racing. You have to – I imagine they have just a weekend pass.
I don't think
it's
a pay-per-view. I think you have to have a Flow subscription.
But,
it's
very affordable. For what you get from Flow, it would be worth getting – and check it out, Flow Sports.
A lot of the racing we plan to do next year will be televised by Flow.
Yeah.
Go ahead and cancel your – I love my guys at Racing Dirt, but I don't foresee us being on Racing Dirt as much as we will be on Flow. So, like I said, get your Flow subscription if you don't already, and tune in to the Dome. It's going to be one to watch for sure.
Yep.
Who you got? Who's your? Let's start in the late model. Let's go through the late model, because I feel like the mods, like, it's like I want to put money on myself. Like,
all right, I'm going to tell this story real quick.
Okay.
The first year we went, and, you know, we were still fairly new to modifieds at the time. You know, we didn't know big names and all this stuff. Well, we go to the Dome, and we were in a little Mexican restaurant, and this guy's like, "Who you want?" You know, he's at a table with his buddies and stuff. Didn't know who I was. He just started asking who I had my pick for the late model, and I said, Turbo, Tyler Erb. And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Turbo." And he and told his buddy, "He said Turbo." And I'm thinking, you asked, you know.
We didn't really know any super late.
But I
model
knew
drivers.
Who Turbo was, and I knew he was there. I had no idea what had happened with his dad. And Turbo busted their butts. And I wish I could have found that drunk sucker Saturday night and said, "Bah!" Because Turbo whooped their butts, man. And he was on a mission. So I'm telling y'all this to say this. My guy this year in the late model is Bobby Pierce. And I feel like Bobby's done it before. He knows what it takes, and then he's had a couple years. I don't know if it was consecutive years. I'm not real sure because I don't follow these guys regularly. But I think Bobby's had a couple years that he didn't make the show or started in the back if he did. I know last year he didn't make the show.
Right.
And I think the year before he didn't make the show, but
He was in the show last year.
I think Bobby's hungry. I think Bobby's on kill everywhere else. I think Bobby Pierce is going to win this thing in the late model.
Man,
and you're my pick in the mod. I can't even play and say anything else.
It may sound just totally stupid, but I'm confident that we've done our homework. We've analyzed every aspect of it. Like I feel very confident that we're going to be a top five guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we are in the top five, we're going to be able to
better watch out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So hopefully we're not playing catch up, because that always seems to be our deal. But if we're
if we're in the top five, you're going with the logic of eight wheels turn better than four, like that.
I don't know. If we're fast enough, they better watch out. But if I don't have a fighting chance, I won't touch
them. So we both got you picked for the modified win. If you didn't win, who would be your person you would hope would win it?
Man, I don't know, because Ricky Thornton Jr., super smooth. If track slick and you know, iced over, I feel like Ricky's got the best chance of winning. I feel like if it's rough, Mike Harrison's going to be the man to beat. You can't count out Kyle Steffens. If Kyle Steffens is he's like me in that top five margin. Yeah. If he's in the top five, he's going to be deadly. Drake Troutman, you can't count him out. If there's a top, Drake's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
And then these USMTS guys, that's gonna sneak up on you. Yeah. You know, I've heard.
We don't know what to expect out
right?
of them. You got Jason Hughes. You got Jake O'Neill. You got Tyler Davis. You got Tyler Wolf.
Carlos
Amata Jr. that's actually had some experience.
Chisholm.
Jake Tim. Jim Chisholm.
Dylan Thornton.
I'm probably forgetting some others. Yeah. Sure enough, bad to the bone guys. That is going to be your wild cards there that nobody really knows what to expect out of them. And then you didn't mention one.
Who's that?
The Magic Man, Mike McKinney.
Yeah.
Dude, Mike McKinney, I would put money on Mike McKinney. So if we don't win it, Mike McKinney, Troutman, you know, Troutman's in a different car this year, so that should be interesting.
And I feel like, again, that these cars are track dependent, because they require being driven a certain way, and I feel like the elite car requires you to be so straight.
Yep.
That if the track's rough, those guys, I'm not counting them out.
Right.
But
right.
I don't foresee an elite being really, really good in rough conditions.
Yeah.
If it's slick, they're going to be tough.
Yep.
And that's another thing. You got Neville. You got Michael Long. Michael Long is going to be in his car that he's won everything Mars-wise with. And
Kenny
stuff
Wallace,
like that.
Chase. Every year, Kenny Wallace has been a contender, but he's been in somebody else's car. Sounds like it's had a crate motor in it, like a turd motor. And I'm not picking on him. He just sounds like he didn't have enough horsepower. I hadn't talked to him. I hadn't heard, but I would think he's going to be in his personal car.
Pretty sure he's
going to
be in his personal car.
Game changer. He's going to be a whole different league of what he's ever been there. So, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited.
And then you got Nick's dad and Dean Hoffman. You've got Daryl Hoffman's his dad. Dean's the brother.
Yep.
But they're all going to be stout. But yeah, your USMTS guys, those guys come from not having near the traction, they don't have near the three-wheel brake. They don't have all the crutches, so to speak, that a UMP guy has. So when you give them all those advantages, those guys are going to be tough.
The all those IMCA guys, Tom Berry Jr., who's
the 30 car? Guy? I don't Jordan Grabowski. He's really good. He's been
people
in the top
that
five.
I had never heard of, and now I know their names. There was another guy. Dang it,
TPO is going to be really good. You know,
like I said, no slouches in the A main of this thing, or not even A main. No slouches in the whole lineup of modified guys. Right. There are no slouches there. And then there's going to be people that we've never heard of that's going to make a name for themselves.
I think the surface is going to control who's a stud and who isn't. Like I said, if the track's real slick and smooth, it's going to be a boring one, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be somebody that just dominates. But if it's rough, it's going to be anybody's
name. Who's your we got your mod. You basically named everybody in the field.
Yeah,
so,
I named all of them.
So you should win
them.
That one. What about your late model? Can I just get one or maybe just three
out of
this?
Well, you said
this?
Bobby, and I'm like you. He's overdue for one. I think Bobby's the guy.
He's got
that,
a wedding to pay for.
Yeah,
he's hungry.
Yeah, he'll get in there with you and make you uncomfortable. He will run you over. I respect Bobby. I like the way he drives.
Absolutely.
But man, and again, it's like I'm not a fan, but you got to give credit where credit's due. And he's another one, Ricky Thornton Jr. He's been close the past couple years.
Yep.
Won prelim nights. He's been really good, and he's a guy that's not afraid to do whatever it takes, whether it be clean or dirty. So, as bad as I may not care for him, he's going to be tough. Yeah. And Fager, I've got RTJ or Fager.
Okay,
I think if Fager's like us, if Fager's is in the top four or five, he's going to be hard to deal with.
Yeah,
and then
no doubt.
Carpenter, I named three.
Right,
I got
so
Fager,
got three.
RTJ, or Carpenter.
So I'm going to go since you got three. I'm going to go three. I'm going to say Pierce. I'm going to say Bishop.
Forgot about him.
And then for my third one, I'm thinking like a wild card, like somebody, maybe just a local guy, you know. I don't know. I don't
Davenport
really have a name.
Would be one that,
yeah,
that
that's
would be
true.
A wild card to me because the guy is really good on super speedway stuff, but on bull rings,
let me back up real quick, Jason. I just want to throw this in because his name popped into my head. You know, I said we're probably forgetting a sure enough stud in the modifieds. We forgot definitely one, maybe more.
Who now?
Think about it. The Rocket.
Oh yeah,
Rodney Sanders.
Yeah.
How do we forget Rodney out of everybody?
Well,
we made?
He's in that USMTS group. Yeah. Like I said, they come from a group that doesn't have all the crutches. So when you give them all of that stuff, they're gonna be tough.
Yeah.
So
Rodney Sanders.
And I'll say this about the USMTS guys, man. I hate racing with them. Like they make me better, but they are like a pack of just hungry dogs. Like when one gets you, they all attack once.
Yeah.
Like
it's like they smell like
blood in the water. Yeah, they are just ruthless. Yeah. Like if you're in a
not dirty, they're just they will pounce.
Well,
on
there's
you.
A few of them. There's a few of them that I don't. I hope I don't come close to on the racetrack.
Oh yeah, there are some nose choppers out there.
Yeah, they're not my favorite to race with. I'd rather run with a group of UMP guys any day of the week. And I may sound, you know, it's an easier group for sure.
Yeah,
and they're still really good. I'm not knocking them, but it's just they race differently than the USMTS guys. So
well, all in all, it ought to be a showdown.
Yeah,
like we pumped it up, man. I hope y'all subscribe. I hope y'all watch the On Flow Racing, and I hope we don't let you down. I hope we don't disappoint you. I hope it's as amazing of a show as we hope it's going to be, and there's no doubt in my mind it will be. So And it's a big deal event. They're going to have some bad to the bone announcers. They always do. They try to keep things flowing, you know, even when they got stuff going on the track. They have entertainment going on, interviewing people in the crowd. So it really is it's a unique race, unlike anything I've ever seen in a lot of ways. Yeah. So I'll just say that. So if you can, tune in. If you can't, hang around and watch our YouTube videos. It'll start coming out. I guess Monday I'm going to try to put them out, and then we got to roll out again with the late model to go to Alltech. So it's going to be a busy, busy couple weeks for us.
Real quick, you missed somebody in the super late model, and you should feel bad.
Well, I had somebody and I lost it. So
we got JoJo. We got Joseph Joyner coming back, and
that's who I was going to say, not Joseph. Joseph is, no doubt.
Wow, count him out.
Spencer Hughes. He was my third pick, and I lost it.
Yeah.
Spencer Hughes went out and hit quick time. I was standing in the infield. I was actually outside the track last year when he come by, and he went quick time. I was in the infield when he got it. He won a electric bike for going quick time. So, yeah, Spencer Hughes would be my third pick. So
Man, we'd be here all night talking about him. And the other guy that I'm going to mention – and it's just because he's ramping on social media right now, is that Mannix. I don't want to mispronounce his name and be disrespectful, but I don't know what to expect out of him. I've watched a lot of his stuff.
Well, that might be the underdogs that I'm talking about. Somebody that we've never heard of may come and make a name for themselves this weekend. Just because we ain't heard of them don't mean they ain't somebody, and they may be your next Tyler Carpenter.
Right.
You know, just like you said, Tyler come out of nowhere, and you know, he's a hero at the Dome. And you're right,
he's somebody done really like him, well, on social media. You know, the credentials aren't really there, the portfolio of what he's done behind the wheel of a race car, and I'm not discrediting him, but
like Ledford come out of, and Medford.
Ledford too. Ledford. I mean, you sit here, you're just naming them off. It's crazy.
You could just pull a name out and be like, he's bad too. Jimmy. Dude, Jimmy's bad to the bones.
It's like, I think it is crazy.
Anyway.
So it's, you can't count anybody out, but real quick before we sign off, let us know in the comments below, who is your pick for the modified and who's your pick for the late model? And if you can't choose one in particular, let's hear your three.
Give us your top three.
Your top three. I'm curious what people's thoughts are. And if you want, tell us why. I mean, I'd love to hear your opinions of who you think is going to be a threat there, you know, in both divisions. So we appreciate it.
Yep.
I'm going to say that our Patreon members that are listening right now, I greatly appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for providing this for us. Thank you for paying the note on my toter home and everything else, and allowing us to be able to go up and down the road and live this crazy dream. And then the people on our YouTube side that are watching right now, you're the reason we got an invitation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Nobody would have known about the Socher Mississippi, the Success Mississippi family that's right traveling on the country racing, if it wasn't for you guys watching and sharing and loving or hating, you know, regardless of what you are, we wouldn't be where we're at without you. So we appreciate it. If you're at the Dome, please stop by. Friday night, we will be in the booth, in and out. I want to watch. I want to be a fan or a spectator, whatever.
We're going to mark out an hour at least for fans and for signing autographs and a meet and greet, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to bring the whole crew. We'll have Mikey, Rocky, me, Chase, Adrian, Avery. We'll all be there. Probably have Eddie West and the whole crew, you know, Ryan and Sean. We'll all come up and have a little meet and greet and hour.
And throughout the weekend. Yeah. You know, we'll be all over
we'll
there.
Yeah, we'll be in and out.
So,
absolutely.
And stop by the trailer if you're there. You know, again, we'd love to hang out. So,
so we forgot to do one thing, and we'll end it right here, which it was supposed to be in the beginning. This podcast is brought to you by Summit Racing and Equipment.
Isn't that crazy? So I never imagined we'd have a corporate sponsor like that. And you know, we have several corporate sponsors, and I'm not trying to discredit any of them. Super thankful, but for Summit to come on board is really eye opening, and
that's
hopefully
awesome.
We can nurture it properly and
well, we're off on a bad start.
Yeah. we almost forgot.
But we're not officially there yet.
It starts in 25, but they've already given us some of the rewards, benefits, you know, part of the sponsorship already. But super excited for that. Like Absolutely. I said, hopefully it stays for many years to come. And if you are in the market for anything dirt track, circle track, drag racing, anything racing or hot rod related, check out Summit Racing Equipment. Their shipping is super quick. I've received packages. I know they have multiple hubs all across the United States, so we receive packages very quickly. And their app on your regular cell phone is deadly. Like I've already placed too many orders, spent too much money because it's just like it's so easy to place an order. It's just so user friendly. So again, if you're in the market for anything racing related or hot rod related, check out Summit Racing and let them know we sent you.
Absolutely.
So
thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland. What'd you think about what you heard? Please follow for more content just like this.